There is no doubt, you know, obviously, that religion as a topic itself can be, has been and continues to be a catalyst for controversy. Take Ted Noffs, for example, the guy who created King's Cross Wayside Chapel in the 70s. Noff dedicated the chapel to igniting equality amongst all social groups, allowing for interfaith marriages and opening the church up to those that do not necessarily indoctrinate traditional Christian values. Noffs shook the notions of what it meant to be a Christian man in those times. Fast forward some years, 50 years later, and Noff's actions are still being spoken about today. The latest it is being spoken about and celebrated is in the Belvoir play Wayside Bride. Here with us now to shed some light on the poignant play and its themes, we have Sasha Hawler. Sasha is a highly respected Australian actor who has had the pleasure of doing several stage and screen productions. She's also a three-time AFL award winner and now can be seen acting in Belvoir's Wayside Bride. Have I got you there, Sasha?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Even, you know, more the better to be speaking with you today. So to start us off, could you just give us a little bit of a synopsis of the play for those who haven't heard of it or haven't seen it yet?
Of course. I think Sydneysiders have heard of a place called King's Cross.
Most definitely.
And in the 70s, Reverend, he was not quite a reverend then, Reverend Ted Noffs and his wife Margaret Noffs had come from Wilcannia, and they were enthusiastic ministers of the Methodist religion, and they'd spent some time in Chicago, and in the 60s they'd seen the coffee houses and the pre-hippies and people fighting for justice, and they thought, we could do that. We could do something like that in the middle of the city. Mm. And they were given two squashy little terraces in the middle of King's Cross to turn into a chapel. And as your listeners would know, that's the Wayside Chapel. And I believe it's coming up to its 60th birthday, or it was only the other day.
Oh, wow.
People get married there. People have funerals there. People go there when they're strung out. People go there for communion. People go there for a cup of hot coffee or a pair of clean underpants. People walk past and borrow books. It used to have a theatre in the back. People do photographic exhibitions. It's a place that cares for the disenfranchised. And our play is about a slice of that time in the 70s when Ted Noffs, and I play Margaret Noffs, his devoted wife, we're doing something kind of crazy, a kind of experiment of what they call the family of humanity, which sounds so fabulously hippie, and it was. Mm. And they were saying, you can come here even if you don't believe in God.
That's brilliant.
And that made a lot of people angry in the Methodist Union. They said, well, listen, you can't call yourself a minister if you don't preach the word of God. Mm-hmm. And Ted and Margaret said, well, we believe in God and we believe in the sermons of John Wesley, but we also believe in communion and helping people. And they declared Ted a heretic, which sounds like some kind of 16th century word, and it is. But what it means is, you know, it's a similar to being excommunicated mm-hmm. for Catholics or disrobed or, you know, that sounds like taking your clothes off, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And there was essentially an internal case to kick Ted out of the ministry, which would have crushed him personally and Margaret and their three kids. But it also would have meant the end of a place of enormous solace and joy and refuge for the whole of Sydney. So that's what our play's about.
That's brilliant. And look, you know, you'd mentioned that the role that you play is, of course, Ted Noff's wife. Could you give us a bit more insight into her character and how you came to embody, you know, the process of being that person?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, she's a fascinating woman because, you know, behind every great man is the woman who actually gets shit done. Mm-hmm. I think that's how the adage goes. She could have been a deaconess herself. She could have followed Ted into theology university and become a minister. But she decided that she could serve just as well in the ministry and doing everything without taking the mantle of the church. So I did my research, but she kept, and it's sort of indicative of the women of the time, there's not a lot about her. There's an enormous amount about Ted, because Ted used to wear a white safari suit and, you know, was friends with Gough Whitlam, you know, Jack Mundy, all the movers and shakers, you know, married Ida Buttrose, Johnny O'Keefe was his mate. You know, he was famous.
Yeah.
And that also pissed off the church too, because you weren't supposed to be a famous man of God, you were supposed to serve. Mm. But Margaret, the way I approached Margaret was to take Elana Valentine's words, and she's written the Margaret that we know she was without knowing it. So it's this fantastic leap of faith where the Gnostices, as we call them, the grandchildren have said, yeah, that's Nan. Mm. It was a long process because Elana, I don't know if you've heard of this other thing called the pandemic that shut down the entire arts industry. Well, we've been working on this play on and off for coming up to 19 months, I think.
Wow. That's a very long time.
Yeah, it is. And you've got to maintain the flame of we will get there. We will see an audience. People will be clapping or booing at the end one way or another. But so how do I play her is by research. By delving into an understanding of the times, which I guess I'm lucky because my parents were co-founders of the Nimrod Theatre, which is in Nimrod Street, King's Cross, that then became Griffin. Mm-hmm. And the play is playing at my old crèche, so to speak, Belgrave Street, which was Nimrod. So I remember the 70s and the parties and the radicalism, and so some of it is remembering what my parents were like, but then also putting it in the space of someone who, a woman like Margaret, who believed very much in miracles and God. But when you hear her voice, and the ABC has some incredible footage, or when you see the footage of Marg and Ted in his This Is Your Life, do you remember that show?
Yes, yes, I do.
She talks a lot about energy, and oh God, it's so hippie, and I'm like, and vibes and things. I'm like, and the idea that they learnt was that the family of humanity was about accepting anyone and everyone, and that they never tried to fix anyone, which I think in terms of, you know, drug addiction or prostitution or homelessness or loss of faith or marriage breakdowns or births or deaths or marriages, it's pretty extraordinary that these two people were saying, we just want you to be you. We won't try and change you.
Most definitely. And it really speaks volumes too. I think especially in this day and age, and as you had mentioned, the pandemic, a lot of people are kind of clawing at slivers of humanity as they can, as much as they and trying to feel connected. Because I, for one, have been really struggling to reintegrate into the real world, into this new...
Well, there's that anxiety of it, of
Most
course.
Definitely, most definitely. And, you know, we've been without, you know, human connection for such a long time it's most definite that this would obviously be resonating to so many people. The themes that they're exploring and that acceptance is so important.
Yeah, and as you would know, as someone who I assume is obsessed with the arts.
I am.
yes, you've given yourself away. the daggy word of communion or community is actually the exchange of ideas, visual, emotional, physical, whether it's dance or movies or theatre or spoken word or whatever it is.
Most definitely.
It is live bodies in space, and anything can happen. I mean, literally. I mean, you know, sometimes the champagne falls on the ground and an actor almost slips over, and that's what people have been missing. And so when people have been coming to the theatre, it's almost, dare I say, like a religious experience, because they're like... And they've got this huge intake of breath. They're like, I haven't seen humans moving in space and telling stories for so long. And we're like, well, yep, we're back.
Most definitely. And communicating stories that just create an atmosphere that fills the entire room. That's what I love most about theatre, is that it's you get sucked into another world, and it's tangible. You can almost feel that energy being crossed over to you, and you're experiencing it alongside with the actors on stage and the characters on stage.
Exactly. And it cannot be the same as watching even a great film.
Most definitely,
for sure. Because you can do that point where you can go, well, that's a film, I can look at my phone, or that's a film, I think I'll just open, you know, my bag and look inside it. And you do that in a play and someone will lean over and go, shh, I'm listening.
Exactly.
You know, like...
There's no decorum in a movie theater sometimes.
I know. It's appalling.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be the decorum police. But, you know, we've been having the other day, the Noss grandsons, Matt, who runs the Noss Foundation, and Rupert, who also worked very closely to create the Noss Op Shop. Mm-hmm. Say that fast three times. They're in and... you know, they gave Brandon McClellan, who's playing Ted Noss, and myself a lot of very encouraging feedback that we were honouring the spirit of these essentially radicals. They're radicals within a non-radical system.
Most definitely.
Is what's so fascinating about them.
And, you know, and it's obviously being so well communicated, because I did see on your Instagram that last night an audience member called it the most heart-wrenching yet comedic and heartwarming play that they've ever seen, which must feel
yeah,
so,
you know,
as an actor and as, you know, a person that embodies a character for a living, it must be the best news to hear.
It is, because part of the thing is actors are terribly, you know, freaked out by actual reviews because, you know, there's an agenda or there's a newspaper or there's... But when we get feedback from the general public that's unsolicited, mm-hmm. of course that's the best.
Of course.
Because that's the person who paid X amount of dollars and tried to find a car park even though it was raining and bothered to come all the way in and experience something. And so when they do that and they tell us, you know, that it's heart-wrenching and funny and... extraordinary, then we think, well, that's our job.
Mm. Well, it's amazing. And unfortunately, I have to quickly wrap this up, which I am so saddened to do because I could talk with you about this forever, Sasha. But where and when and how might someone be able to go see The Wayside Bride?
Well, for people who love computers, you can always go to Belvoir, belvoir.com.au. And for those who are more into the socials, they have a big presence on Instagram, which is at Belvoir ST, as in street, BelvoirST, or on Facebook. Or you can do that really weird thing and make a phone call and call the box office. And then back in the days when my parents were running the theatre when it was Nimrod, which mm-hmm. some of your listeners will remember, the bar was very famous for being a place to just hang out, whether you were in the show or not in the show. And I think a lot of people have missed that too, with masks and all that kind of stuff. Being able to decompress or share ideas or, you know, just stand there for 10 minutes afterwards and go, what did I just see? Mm-hmm. And so there is actually something really wonderful about being in Surrey Hills in the middle of it all and actually having that time for the punters to talk to each other.
Exactly.
Crazy, I know.
Exactly. Well, I think it'd be an amazing space for people to trial that out if they've never done it before. But thank you so much for joining me today, Sasha.
Not at
I've appreciated
all. It's
it so much.
It's a pleasure always because, you know, to me, if we don't support each other, then... we don't get the light and the joy of a really great story. So I really appreciate you talking to me today as well.
Of course. Anytime. Give us a ring whenever you like. Thank you so much. Have a great day and good luck with everything, Chukas.
See you in the foyer.
See you in the foyer. Bye.